British Prime Minister Tony Blair says that he has seen evidence connecting Osama bin Laden to the terrorist attacks last month, but he declines to give any details. And no U.S. official has described specific evidence of a link between bin Laden and the attacks. And lack of evidence is a problem, according to attorney and writer Chip Pitts.
We are and we aren't at war. We've surrounded Afghanistan in preparation for an attack on Osama bin Laden and perhaps the Taliban regime as well. But there's more in common here with the wars on poverty and drugs than any actual historic battle. When the president spoke of war, it moved us. It spoke to our anger, unified us, gave us strength, and resolved us to a course of just military action. But this is a very different kind of enemy. A global integrated network of terrorists demands a global integrated networked response. That's the idea behind the international coalition the administration has patched together. The U.S. is taking the lead militarily, with mainly indirect, passive, and logistical support from Muslim countries. That will keep those countries in the coalition while allowing them to finesse the very real political problems they would otherwise have at home. The Muslim countries need clear evidence of bin Laden's involvement before playing even this more limited military role. Polls show that their citizens, like those of the U.S. and NATO countries, overwhelmingly want evidence that any military action is properly targeted. And there's the rub. Though Secretary of State Powell and others boldly stated initially that a compelling public case would be made against bin Laden, they've now retreated from that commitment. Instead, the president and his team merely point to previous threats bin Laden made, his indictment, not conviction, in the embassy bombings almost 3 years ago, and their mere belief that the hijackers were linked to bin Laden. None of that amounts to evidence in this case. It didn't help that the administration failed to disclose the expected evidence at last week's meeting of NATO defense ministers. Though disclosing evidence methods or sources is a serious concern, that argument doesn't hold much water with NATO defense ministers. For the rest of the world, the U.S. should seriously consider creative ways of abstracting the evidence to an acceptable level of generality or seeking an impartial third-party imprimatur. We aren't terrorists. We can't just take out bin Laden without evidence. We need the coalition to accomplish lasting success, and it will fall apart if, on flimsy or no evidence, we kill innocent civilians, we get the wrong man, or make bin Laden a martyr. In this case, even more than most, justice must not only be done, it must be seen to be done.
Chip Pitts is an attorney and writer based in Dallas.